tell the sheriff I shot him.
Who?
Tell him he's still on the loose.
Is this some kind of joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Welcome to this is I don't like staring at your face while I do this.
Okay.
Josh and Matt, Orphan Radio. This is a belated Halloween episode. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. How was your Halloween?
It was pretty uneventful. I really didn't do anything. I watched Ash vs. the Evil Dead. That was the highlight of it.
How was it?
It was good. It was pretty funny. The CGI was a little weird, not that cool, but I mean, I guess you have to kind of give and take, but, overall it was really good. I'm excited for the next episode.
Is Bruce Campbell hilarious?
Yeah, he's pretty amazing in it.
So you just got back from a little tour with your band. Where'd you go?
We did that tour on the West Coast with the Get Up Kids, and then we got back from just like a week long with just an East Coast tour.
Cool.
New York or Brooklyn and Lafayette and DC, a few other places.
So how was the Get Up Kids tour on the West Coast? I'm from the West Coast.
Okay. It was cool. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of long drives. But overall it was fun. We had a good time. We got to play a lot of cool places, and
you played the Troubadour.
Yeah, we got to play the Troubadour two times on that tour, and went to the Rainbow Room a couple times, Barney's Beanery. So you know, hit all the hot spots in LA.
You went to Motley Crue's apartment building, right?
If you're a metalhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Guns N' Roses apartment was right next to that. Like,
damn,
neighbors. It was crazy. I'd never been, and it's right. You walk the what is it? Not the Rainbow, but the
TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays. No, what the fuck's the other club? I can't think. There's only
Whiskey?
Two. Yeah, there's the Whiskey. It's honestly probably 30 seconds from each other.
Damn.
So can you imagine that? Like back in the day, like. 86, 87, you just walked right, you know, they probably just loaded their gear, just walked it over there.
Have you ever been to the Viper Room?
Yeah.
Have you been inside?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like?
I don't know, small.
Cool, thanks. So we're doing this over Skype, so we're looking at each other. This is really uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. What are you wearing? What are you wearing down below? I can't see below your waist.
Just like a Red Hot Chili Pepper sock.
Okay. So this is an all kind of horror movie.
Hey, Siri, about that.
Oh, I was going to ask you about you played at the Spot Tavern in Lafayette, Indiana again.
Yeah.
How was it?
Lafayette is awesome.
I love that place. So I went on tour with you guys for 2 weeks this summer. You guys were really lucky to have me for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And we went to the Spot, and they were awesome. But you got to go back a couple weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about that place.
It's just a neighborhood bar, man.
Attitudes.
No, it's just a dope place. I'd never played Lafayette in my entire life, and we played there with you when you were on that tour. And now I want to go back there every time we play there. It's just a dive bar. It's dope.
But that guy Johnny is the guy who hooks it up for you, right?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, and they feed you. There's a place to stay.
Yeah.
The night. And it's just a really cool place.
There's a lot of good folk there.
Hmm.
Siri.
So, you're playing a show tonight, right?
Yeah, we're playing Mills Records.
Kansas City?
I'm going to go hang out with Benji in a little bit.
What? Is this your EP release show?
No, that doesn't happen until, that's around December 11th is when it comes out.
Oh, okay. On High Dive Records.
Yeah.
That's, record label out of Kansas City.
Yeah, you can pre-order it now, but
I did the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Serious?
I did it on Wednesday night.
Thanks, man.
I haven't gotten it yet, though.
Doesn't come out till December 11th.
So when do you think I'll get it?
I don't know. It should ship out next week.
Tell us about the new EP. Sorry.
So, yeah, the new EP on High Dive Records, you can pre-order it now. It comes out December 11th. It's called Demonios.
Uh-huh.
Six songs. It kind of ended up being sort of like GNR Live style, where like the A-side is kind of, you know, for Lies, it's like rock songs. It's live. Uh-huh. Live Like a Suicide, whatever. And then the B-side's acoustic. So we kind of split it up that way, which was pretty cool.
The cover's awesome.
Yeah, Jay Shaw did the cover again. And we're excited about it.
You want to play a song off of it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Which one do you want to play?
Let's just play the title track, Demonios.
Please let these demons go away. Please let these demons go away. Ever since I was a child, they just sat around and smiled. Demons go away. Always kiss, kiss, kiss. Puts my mind into a mist. Let the world go up in smoke. Life's such a joke. Demons go away. Please make these demons go away. Make these demons go away. They sit inside an empty room.
We're back. That was a song off your new EP. I'm trying to fucking promote your band and you're mocking me.
What?
So
Hey, so hey, you're a very good boy.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
You met Heather Langenkamp?
I did.
Could you talk about that a little bit, bitch?
Heather, Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street. I went to a horror convention, and she was there. And I don't know, it's kind of towards the end of the night. And I also met Kincaid.
Kincaid. He's, oh, nice.
From Dream Warriors and Dream Master. And he signed my autograph. He said, "To Josh, take that motherfucker." Sorry, are we allowed to swear on here?
Do it again, but say it without the swear.
Okay, he wrote, "Take that mother."
So what happened with Heather Langenkamp? Did you think you were going to score it?
What?
Nothing, go ahead.
We talked for a long time, and then at the end of the night, there was this bar attached to the hotel, and we were chilling out, and she walked in, and I was like, "Let's play pool." She was like, "Okay." So then we were on a team, and we played pool, and we played another team. And I don't know, we really didn't talk much about movie. We just like talked about just random stuff. She was totally down to earth and rad.
Does she live in LA?
Yeah, and but she's like a Midwest. She was born in Oklahoma, and so yeah, we hung out like all night. It was really surreal in a way, but then it was just totally normal. Also,
I saw Tim's pictures with Eric Roberts.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. Did you meet him at all?
Yeah, I mean, I just was, you know, took the photo. I was like, hey, and so the horror convention was great.
That's cool. Sorry, I missed it, man.
Didn't ask.
Have you seen any good horror movies lately? I haven't seen anything.
I saw that Deathgasm. That was pretty good. That was pretty fun.
It's from Australia, New Zealand.
New Zealand, like
Okay.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for Mommy Dearest?
No.
It looks pretty creepy. Look it up. Reminds me of you and your mom.
I don't get it, man. Tell me what that joke means. I don't get it.
Hey, how is your mom, by the way?
Hey, what do you mean by that, too? I don't get it.
Nothing. Sorry.
Remember when you be my dad and marry my mom?
Remember every time you used to go on tour, and I always used to say when you came home I was going to be dating your mom and I'd be your new stepdad?
Yeah. What was my curfew again?
9:30.
On weekends, too?
Weekends. Weekdays, it was 7. Remember when I got you a job at Price Chopper in high school?
Yeah.
How long did you last?
I don't know, a week, right?
I thought it was like 2 weeks. That made me look good.
Oh, cool.
Management really liked me after that.
Dude.
The only reason you wanted to work there is because you could wear a Chiefs jersey on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Bullshit.
You were allowed to wear a Chiefs jersey on Sunday.
Oh, that's not why I wanted to work there, though.
Eh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was telling Katie Ashmore about going down my list of jobs. She said I should write a book.
You've had some bad ones.
I was one of them I told her was when I worked at the batting cages.
Yeah.
And the older my neighbors owned it, and the older daughter would bring her boyfriends, and they were like,
beat you guys up, right?
Yeah, they're the biggest dicks in the world. So he would bring his friend, and they'd whip us with those long licorice, like whatever those are. You remember those? They were like 3 feet
long. Yeah, I do, wimp.
Okay. So I'd have to run into the field behind and hide from them.
How much were you making?
I don't know. $325.
That's cool.
They would just pocket money. They'd say like the team didn't show up. Are you vaping?
No.
Why do you keep doing that with your mouth like you're Popeye?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Forget it.
So you want to play a few songs?
Yeah, sure.
I was thinking we could do a pop punk set of horror related stuff.
Okay.
The drummer from Teenage Bottle Rocket passed away the other day. I like that band. So I thought we could start off with one of their songs.
Definitely.
All right, cool.
Underwear. That's why I don't wanna go. everything you've ever done to me you win. But I'll survive. You only wanted to tear me in my bits apart, and then it everything to get under my skin time and again. I tried to run, but every time that I did, you just sank your hooks in me. You just gotta know that you can never hurt me like you did before. 'Cause now I'm gone. You only wanted to tear me in my friends apart, and then it everything to get under my skin time and again. After me, when I finally met your family, they were just like, you only wanted to tear me and my friends apart, and then did everything to get under my skin. Time and again, you only wanted to tear me and my friends apart, and then did everything to get under my skin. Time and again.
All right, we're back again. This is Matt and Josh. We just played Teenage Bottle Rocket in the basement, then Mean Jeans, Night of the Creeps, and then this band called Horror Section, and the song is called Survive. They're pretty good. They got a an EP, and the cover is The Prowler. You know that movie, The Prowler?
Yeah.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah, it's good.
That guy who directed that has made some classics. Joseph Zito. Friday the 13th, Part 4, Invasion USA, Missing in Action.
Oh, yeah.
Are you following me here?
Uh-huh.
So, what else has been going on? Do you have any, like, tours planned, or are you going to take the rest of the year off?
Yeah, pretty much take the do some local things, a couple of Midwest things around the album release, and then kind of take time off till, like, February.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you up to?
I'm working in Chicago till mid-December, and then I'm going to visit Mother. And then I think I might go work Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
You're a big businessman, I'll tell you that much.
But right now I'm working on Empire, that TV show.
And, are you a dancer for that?
Well, they had dancer auditions the other day.
How'd you do? Seen
the crowd. I did okay.
What was the crowd like?
Ridiculous.
Why?
Because everybody thinks they're going to be a huge star.
They're like not the extras. All going to be?
Huh?
They're not all going to be huge stars?
No, they are. I guess you're right. Never mind. What are you going to do tonight after your show?
Dance audition? For a new
Who are you
movie?
Playing with tonight?
Schwervon.
What are they like?
They're just like a duo pop. They're cool. Pop rock.
Yeah.
A little bit of alternative in there, a little bit of country, a little bit of gangster rap, a little bit of psychobilly, a little bit of trip hop.
You know, they sound good.
Yeah, they're great.
Are you still, doing shows with Psychic Heat? You played some shows with them, right?
Yeah, I think once.
Cool. Good story.
Maybe we've played with them twice. I don't know.
Are there any shows that you're not playing that you want to go see anytime soon?
Well, I was thinking about... Okay, I don't know. Not really.
What were you going to say?
Well, there's like a part of me that wants to take Ollie to see Black Sabbath.
Ollie's your son.
And but then there's a part of me that just is so against any sort of like old-timer... show, you know, like where you have to pay over $100 for a ticket.
When like, is I don't
what
when is it
February, but there's a part of me that's like, my like first big concert was Ozzy Osbourne No More Tours Tour 1992 when he was done touring, and
that was his last tour. Yeah,
and he stuck to that, you know. He has not toured since 92.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be cool to take him to see, and he likes Iron Man and Paranoid and a few other songs, and it'd be his first like real concert. But then there's a part of me that's just like, I don't know if I want to sit. I don't want to pay that money. I don't want to see a watered down Black Sabbath. I know it's gonna. Everyone's gonna say it's great, but there's no way it's gonna be great. I mean, it's just impossible. I mean, the Rolling Stones. I don't care what people say. It's only good if you're completely delusional, or you've never seen them in a 1973 concert of them, or right. a real show of theirs,
or The Who.
Yeah, if you think that's good these days, then you're completely fooling yourself. It's not good anymore. And I get it. I can probably fool myself into thinking it's good too because you spend that much money.
What about a band that never stopped, like Iron Maiden or something like that?
Well, the Stones never stopped.
Yeah. What about Alice Cooper?
Yeah, I guess some people.
Like Alice Cooper's still awesome.
Yeah, Alice Cooper is still great. But I mean but he's never stopped.
Yeah.
You know? And tickets are reasonable. I mean, I think I saw him for $35.
Yeah.
But like Crew, it's like, I don't know. I mean, they're kind of not as good anymore, you know?
The one Crew show we saw in like 98 at Memorial Hall was amazing. One of my favorite concerts ever.
But do you agree that every time we've seen them since then, they've gotten worse and worse?
That last one was really bad.
It was really bad.
And it sucks because they're one of my favorite bands ever. But if they just cut out all that extra bullshit
and just
got out there and played and didn't do like a roller coaster ride with like 45 minutes of techno. You were into that part, though.
I was. You were trying to drag me out at that point, and I was like, no, just this is what I came for. And then they started Livewire, and I was like, let's go. This is BS. I just wanted
that took all the air out of the – you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think they don't like each other. I mean, you can tell that kind of stuff, you know?
They're a family.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go on tour with you guys again in the spring.
No, thanks. Hey, back to me. So I was walking down the...
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you?
Sure, go for it.
What do I do? I'm on the other fucking side of the... computer.
You're the one who tells me what you want to hear.
Okay.
You just picked out a song.
Let's play the theme from Rosemary's Baby, sang by Mia Farrow.
Oh, cool.
La la la.
That was Rosemary's Baby theme, sang by Mia Farrow, and then Danny Hutton, Monster Shindig.
Did you get a new tattoo on your hand?
I just got a new tattoo. Remember that Crew song?
That was their best album.
Actually, it's not that bad.
What is that on your hand?
It's a
picture.
It's a type 1 diabetes awareness logo. Beyond type 1 is what it's called.
For your son.
Yes, my son has type 1 diabetes. So,
cool. Didn't you have a talk with Keith Morris from Circle Jerks and Off about that?
Yeah, I mean, the guys. So, I mean, he has type 2 diabetes. Ali has type 1. I briefly talked to him. We talked more about music and stuff.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a really good guy.
Because you're friends with a guy in Off, right?
Yeah, Dimitri.
Cool. How do you know him?
He used to play in the Burning Brides and the anniversary tour with the Burning Brides, and him and I pretty much just hung out the entire time.
Cool.
So he's a really rad dude also.
Don't you have a pretty, like a full length recorded?
Yeah, we have a full length recorded, and we're just trying to kind of figure out the smartest thing to do with it right now. So yeah, that's kind of why we realized we wouldn't really be able to put the LP out before the beginning or before the end of this year. So that's why we did this EP. And then hopefully we'll be able to put out the LP sometime in late spring. It's just weird. I mean, the way things work today, it's so fucking lame and stupid. There's so much music out there. There's so much music that sucks. There's so many labels who want to put out stupid bands who don't write good songs or even want to work hard. Compared to there's so many bands that are amazing that want to work hard and no one wants to put it out. It's wild. And the way everyone wants to set everything up, they want to take 6 to 7 months to do it because of the reason of there being so much music out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like CCR put out 3 of their best records in 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, fuck, it's like we put out Strange Stains 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to tour, or be fucking totally lucky. But even if you're lucky and you become an it band, you're only an it band for like a couple months, and then no one gives a shit about you anyways because you're not even good. You're just an it band for one song.
Right.
You know, so you have to build from the bottom and just work fucking hard and not complain. And what I'm doing
right now. Good Charlotte just got back together.
Are you? Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking really awesome.
I thought you'd be into that.
I mean, like, you got the tattoo.
Yeah, and I don't regret it.
How many do you have good GC tattoos?
GC, 4.
How many NFG tattoos do you have?
NFG.
Newfound Glories.
Oh. Moving on. Do you want to play an Alice Cooper song?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen him?
I'd like to get to know you more, though.
Poison running through my veins.
We played Alice Cooper's Poison, classic song. And then what did you play after that? And what did that have to do with Halloween?
It had nothing to do with Halloween. It was just a song I was wanting to hear. Brett Smiley, Va Va Voom.
All right, that was Brett Michaels. did you watch any of the Halloweens this Halloween?
Man, this Halloween was like this October was my least. I just kind of was like not excited for Halloween. It was just kind of like, I don't know. It's turned into this thing where it's like, it's almost like Christmas where it's just overdone at the, yeah. I don't know if it's like social media or what, but I just like horror movies and stuff, you know, for us, it's like all year and it's like, it's not. So then you got like, you get online and everyone's like talking about what horror movie should I watch or this horror movie's so great. And it's, and then they're naming all these terrible, like new horror movies that I don't get, and everyone's, and you know, everywhere you go, it's like Halloween starts, you know, the middle of September, and it's just kind of like, I don't know, holidays, man.
What was that movie I was just going to ask you about? Oh yeah. Did you see Who's Next? Is that what that was called?
Who's Next?
What the hell was that one?
Mac and Me?
No, the one where all
it
the people.
Follows?
No, the one that where all the people were in that house like having a dinner. Who's Next, right?
Is that the one with the where they're daring each other?
No, fucking never mind.
I went and saw it
like 2 years ago in the theater and everybody loved it and I thought it was just like the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
That's how I feel about a lot of the ones people. I think Babadook's bad. I think It Follows is bad.
It Follows was okay for a while.
But that's the thing. It's like, how come it's like that everyone loves it, but it's like everyone says the same thing about both movies. Like, it was good at the beginning. It's like, okay, who likes movies that are good for like an hour and then the rest kind of suck?
Mac and Me?
Mac and Me is solid 136 minutes right there. Solid 136.
Very cool. I'm trying to think of the last horror.
What, I just don't get it. It's like, why is it like okay to like for horror movies to be like, people have this expectation of like 75% is good, so it's a great movie, but the 25% sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I like to, that's why I like the horror movies I like, you know? The whole fucking thing's great.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? Ugh. Hey.
So what do you think are your top five horror movies ever?
Cool Runnings, Cool World.
No, seriously.
What? I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know. What's yours?
Nah, it's stupid.
I mean, like, it changes all the time, you know? I mean, I don't know.
It follows?
It follows Babadook.
Who's next? Wasn't that what that was called?
Who's next?
Is that what that was called?
Well, it sounds like it. I'm gonna tap on the. Let's see. You're next.
You're next. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was. Yeah, everyone likes that one too.
That movie sucked.
I just don't get the whole animal mask thing. It's kind of, we did that stuff in high school. It's been done so many times. What was the Australian one? That's kind of the home invasion. That's kind of the same.
How did we never hit it big? Fuck. Never mind. Okay.
What, you know, because there's yours, you're next, and then there was the other one with Steven Tyler, Liv Tyler.
That was good.
Strangers. The Strangers, but then there was the Australian one that no one talks about, the Home and the Kids.
I don't think I saw that, did I?
I can't think. Them? Is it called Them?
That's not
that,
Australian.
Oh, it wasn't? Do you know what I'm talking
about? I thought it was like French or something.
Maybe it is French.
Those countries are kind of close to each other, though.
You're very cool, man. What's your name?
Keep going.
Was it called Them?
Yeah.
I thought that was rad.
That was good. High Tension was good.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I liked High Tension. It was I don't really like the real gore stuff, but that one was good.
What about, I really liked The Last House on the Left remake. Actually, was pretty good.
I didn't see it.
Hmm.
I'm not a horror fan, though.
That sucks that Wes Craven passed away.
Yeah.
He was badass, man.
I'm more into drom-com.
Hmm.
Dramas that are comedies, man. That was Wasp, Tormentor from the movie Dungeon Master.
Sup, nerd? We're back again.
What's up, man? How are you doing? It's been good getting to know you.
So we're gonna maybe play some more. That was Tales from the Crypt by Danny Elfman. I love that show. You want to play a couple horror movie themes?
Yeah.
How about the first one?
Okay. How about the first one? What is it?
Sleepaway Camp, Angela's theme.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I saw this movie at a sleepover when I was like 10 years old. You know the ending?
Oh, I the same thing.
Dude, blew my mind. Kind of scarred me for life.
Yeah, man, I bet it did.
To your eyes, it comes as no surprise. You're slipping away, Angel. You're the love of my life. It's so cold at night. I'm begging you to stay.
Pain you have to hide.
All right, we just played three horror movie themes, Sleepaway Camp, Phantasm, and then the original Evil Dead. Did you see the Evil Dead remake?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay. So let's finish it up. You got shit to do. I got shit to do.
What do you have to do?
I'm probably actually going back to bed.
Okay.
So let's, what do you want to finish the show up with?
How about the Cramps?
From Return of Living Dead?
Yeah, do you have soundtrack? That song?
Surfing Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's the one.
Okay, cool. Well, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
Fuck you.
We'll have a good show tonight.
Fuck you.
Ah, my favorite brain suit. Cream of nowhere.